Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to ePac Prefab Technologies Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital Private Client Group. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Shah from PhillipCapital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the PhillipCapital Private Client Group, I would like to extend a warm welcome to all participants and thank the management team of ePac Prefab Technologies Limited for giving us the opportunity to host Q4 FY26 earnings conference call to discuss the company's quarterly performance and business outlook. From the management team, we are pleased to have with us today Mr. Sanjay Singhania, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Nikhil Batra, Executive Director, and Mr. Rahul Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Sanjay Singhania for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Anuj. And first of all, thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Let me start with what matters the most. So we said we'll deliver, and we have delivered. We said we'll do it, and we have done it. So FY26 was our first year, or rather first full year as a listed company, and I'm very happy to tell you that our revenue is up by 35% at 1,525 crores. Our EBITDA margins have expanded. Our PAT is up by 56%. We have paid down around 107 crore rupees of debt. So now we are heading towards becoming a debt-free company. Our credit rating has improved, and most importantly, every commitment that we made while going for the IPO has been met. So I'm very happy for this, and I really appreciate the hard work that my team has put and the way they have been aligned with the vision of the company. I also want to highlight something that does not get attention that it deserves, and that is the quality of earnings. I'm very happy to tell you that we have generated around 135 crores of free operating cash flow last year, which is approximately 85% of our EBITDA converting into cash. So for a fast-growing company, deploying significant capital, that is exceptional cash discipline. We are not just growing. We are growing and generating real cash. So in my opinion, that is the hallmark of a well-run business and a great management. Now, let me also talk something about our capacity, how we have utilized during the year. So our prefab capacity utilization, the structural steel fabrication, tells a clear story. We started Q1 with 58% utilization, then moved to 77% in Q2. It came down a little in the quarter three at 67%. And then again, in the last quarter, we have hit a capacity utilization of 83%. So this number itself is quite significant. It means we were running close to our full capacity by the end of the year. It also justifies our capital investment in adding new capacities. And this is why we have already added 14,000 tons of capacity in the last quarter, which has become operational from this month onwards. And based on the demand trajectory that we see, we expect that the incremental capacity, whatever we have added and about to add, will be absorbed this year significantly. Looking forward ahead, we have three capacity additions underway simultaneously. So the first, Mombatu Brownfield Line 2, that has already been commissioned. Second, our Ghiloth Greenfield project in Noida in North India, it is progressing very well, and we expect commercial production from this new continuous sandwich panel line to come up in the quarter three in the month of October, November. Third is our Gujarat greenfield project, which is coming up in Vitlapur. So very happy to tell you that the civil construction is in full swing. In the first phase in this plant, we will be adding capacity of close to 50,000 tons of PEB for serving the large and fast-growing industrial markets of Maharashtra and Gujarat. So three plants, three geographies, all coming in line in FY 2027, and we plan to do a total CapEx of close to 150 crores in this financial year to ramp up our capacities for the fabricated steel and the sandwich panel line. Friends, while you know, like, we have many hits, many achievements in this year, but we also have some misses. Our sandwich panel line that we put up last year in Mambattu did not perform to its potential. The capacity utilization was low at around 25%, and we are candid with ourselves about why it happened. So what we have done is we have rebuilt the sales engine. We have had a relook at our go-to-market strategy, and now with the new leadership in place, with the restructured sales team and sharpened market focus, I believe that this year we'll be able to utilize a substantial portion of our new sandwich panel line that was inaugurated last year in Mambattu. And the order book of 4 lakh square meters, which is 50% of the capacity of that line already booked, it gives me confidence that this year definitely we are going to utilize a substantial portion of this line. I also want to talk something about the financial year 27. So our prefab business, which is prefab division, which is the engine of this company, of our company, is guiding us towards a 30% growth. Our overall order book stands at 1,117 crores today, giving us a clear visibility of the next 6 to 8 months. And friends, I'm very happy to tell you that we are booking good orders. We are booking orders from some of the biggest companies in the country. And I believe that this quarter, the quarter one, is going to be the good quarter for us in terms of order booking. So once we have a good order booking in the quarter one, then it gives a further clarity on the total runway and the total revenue, the guidance that we are giving. We have compounded at 36% for the last consecutive 5 years. Today, we have the capacity, we have the order book, we have the most promising sectors like renewables, data centers, semiconductors, logistics. We have a great team who is guided by the management and is motivated to make us one of the prominent players in the India's prefab industry. We have a clear runway ahead, and I believe the runway ahead is longer and wider than it has ever been. So, to end my remarks, I would say we are not a company that is slowing down. We are a company that is just getting started. So over to you, Anuj. I'm open to the questions. So please go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. Before we begin the Q&A session, Anuj will initiate the discussion with a few questions for management to provide greater context on the quarter's performance and set the tone of the call. Following this, we'll open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, Anuj.
Thank you. So I have certain questions. So my first question would be, so is management chasing growth too aggressively by adding capacity ahead of confirmed orders?
Is management chasing growth? What did you say? I didn't understand properly.
So currently, so the capacity is, say, for example, 147,000 metric ton per capacity, and you know, going forward, 36,800 incremental capacity will come in Ghiloth and Mumbai as well. Plus incremental 3,000 capacity, metric ton per annum capacity is also likely to come by Q3 of FY 2027 at Gujarat Greenfield project. So just wanted to know, because considering the order book as of now, it is close to 1,100 odd crores. So just wanted to know, because if you could just you know, help me understand the capacity expansion plan and the kind of growth that we are forcing, you know, for FY 2027, that would be great, sir.
Yeah. So in terms of capacity, you know, like as you already told, we have a capacity of 147,000 tons, and we have another 20 crore rupees in our bank to add a capacity of another 14,000 tons in our Ghiloth plant. For the time being, we are not doing it in Ghiloth, and we believe that, you know, like at this time we have sufficient capacity in the north. So in place of that, what we are doing is we are putting up 50,000 tons of capacity in Gujarat. The Gujarat market, west market, is very promising, Gujarat and Maharashtra. And like it does, you know, when we put up a facility with huge capacity in the south, you know, it was immediately taken up, and within 18 months, you know, we had to increase the capacity. So I believe, you know, in Gujarat also, the same is going to happen, because that is one of the fastest growing market after South India.
Okay, sir. And considering that, you know, this quarter we've done, you know, our margins have declined, say, roughly around 70-80 basis points, and we've done close to 9.7%-10% kind of a margin. Do you see that, considering the capacity that we are expanding over the next 6 to 8 months, do you see any sort of pressure on the margins going forward? Or you maintain, you know, the 10% margin band, you know, for FY 2027 and for the year going forward?
Yeah. So on the margin front, our guidance has always been that it will be range bound between 10.5%-11.5%, and we could achieve 10.5% last year. FY 2027 also, our guidance is the same. It will be at least 10% plus throughout the year. The margin reduction by 70-80 basis points in the quarter four was mainly due to the steel price increment. And since, you know, like, a lot of our contracts are fixed price contract, and this time, because of the minimum import barrier duty being imposed, so the steel prices increased tremendously. But very happy to tell you that, you know, we could get price increment from most of our customers. They understood that, you know, this was not a normal increase. It was because of the increase in the taxes and the anti-dumping duties. So yes, margins can be expected to be 10 plus percentage in this FY as well.
Okay, so that was for a full year, sir. So just a follow-up question on the same. Do you see any material impact in Q1 and Q2, considering that raw materials, I mean, the steel prices have really shot up in Q4? Do you see that impact also percolating into Q1 and Q2 of the current financial year?
Maybe a little of it in the Q1, but Q2, I don't see any, you know, like, any major challenge there, because, again, as I said, you know, most of the contracts that we have been able to get the price increase. In 80% plus of the contracts, we have been able to get the price increase, so there's not much impact. And also, we have, to support us in this quarter, we have an inventory of close to 32,000 tons, which will take care of this entire quarter. But yes, that inventory is not at, you know, like, at the price at which we have fixed the contract. So definitely there will be some impact, but not very marginal impact on the EBITDA side.
Okay, so happy to know that. So just the last question from my end. I mean, these new age you know, sectors like renewables, EV, data centers, semiconductors, they are really seeing a lot of traction and, you know, demand overall. I mean, if you could just give a sense of how these overall new age sectors are actually driving your overall order inflows and pipeline, and in your current order book, how much portion of this really constitutes in your overall 1,100 crore order book?
Yeah. So you are right that, you know, like renewable and data center, logistics, semiconductor, they all are the growth drivers in our business. And as of first of April, of the total order book, around 35%-38% was from these sectors. And if you look at the our inquiry funnel, lead funnel, so I would say, you know, in this year the momentum will continue, rather it will grow, because most of these renewable companies, they have committed investments in the PLI. And last 2 years we saw, you know, they were putting up facilities for the module manufacturing in solar and solar cells plant. And now we see a lot of inquiries coming to up for the wafer and the ingot plant. Typically, the buildings of the wafer and the ingot are much bigger, like, you know, heavier in terms of tonnage for us. So that is again a good business opportunity. And same is with the data centers as well. Data centers, in the last 2 years, we have mainly done insulated sandwich panels or rockwool panels. And now it has been very widely accepted in the market as a product to go for in the data center. And you know, as we speak, we are in discussion with at least three data center companies to support them in their construction also. So now we want to get into the structural steel part of the building, which will help to expedite their construction.
Okay, thank you so much for answering the question. We shall now open the floor for Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Diya from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
So what revenue are we targeting for this year?
So, this FY27, we are targeting a growth of 30% in our prefab division. So it will take us to around 1920 crores-1950 crores kind of a revenue for this year. We will continue our growth momentum over the last 5 years that we have displayed. So this year again, we are guiding the market for 30% growth in the prefab division.
Okay,
yeah,
so
next
margins?
Question, please. Margins will be 10%+. We don't see any margin traction this year, although in quarter one, yes, there could be little impact, but overall, on an annualized basis, no, we don't see any traction. It will be maintained at 10.5+ only.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Karan Gupta from Acmil. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So two questions. One is on the order side. So, can you tell me the run rate of order booking or order inflow monthly basis, just to get the sense of when after 6 to 8 months of the orders will fulfill? So just to estimate how the orders will be for the full year. So just wanted to know the run rate of the orders.
Okay, and the next question?
And next question will be on the margin side. Your sandwich panel is not the optimum utilization, but you're saying that it will be around what percentage during the year? And how it will be?
Sandwich panel utilization?
Yeah. Yeah. Sandwich panel utilization, and how it will improve your margin during the year.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, thank you. So first of all, I will answer your question on the run rate of order book. So last year we have done an order booking of 1590 crores, and when we are giving a guidance to the market of 30% growth in this year as well in this business, so it means we'll have to grow our order book 30% this year again. So tentatively the order book target for us in this year is 2000 crore rupees plus. Giving the, you know, like run rate or average run rate per month and, you know, like guiding towards it is difficult in a project business, because there are certain projects which take little time to finalize, the bigger ones especially. But when they do, you know, like they make up for the entire quarter. But yes, our overall order booking target for this year is 2000 crore rupees. Coming to the sandwich panel line utilization, this year I am very hopeful that the Mambatu plant utilization will be at least 75 to 80%, and you know that is one line which is completely automated. In terms of operating cost, it is very light. So again, but you know, since the overall impact of this sandwich panel revenue won't be much on the company, it will add another it will add another 70 to 90 crores. So you will not see too much of an impact on the overall margin. But margin wise, this is little better than our structural steel business.
Okay, so this sandwich panel we are not selling outside, it's just integrating with our prefab.
Yes, so we are using it for our captive consumption, wherein like we have booked the orders with complete sandwich panels and structures and everything. At the same time, we are selling it outside also. Right now, the order booking of 4 lakh square meters that we have in hand, out of that, around 75% is towards captive consumption and 25% is towards, you know, sales as a product sales.
Okay. So just last question on the sandwich panel again. So let's assume we are selling a package of prefab plus the sandwich panel integrated in that overall package.
Yeah.
What is the differential we will charge, or what will be the premium our product will have as compared to the other competitor?
Yeah. See,
and what is the cost? What is the cost of setting up this sandwich panel?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yes. So you know, like first of all, we don't see as something, you know, as a product which will give us the premium, the sandwich panels, but it gives us the priority. So there are buildings which will have insulated sandwich panels as well as the structure. Right now, the customer has to go to two different vendors, and then the coordination of design between them becomes a huge challenge for the customer as well as the consultant. So that is the problem we are solving. So it gives us a priority. Whenever some building is there with insulated sandwich panels and structure, we become a preferred vendor and it helps to grab the order. Coming to your next question, I think it was regarding premiumization. What is the premium we are getting, or what was the second question about?
Yeah, so second was on the capex side of the sandwich panel.
Yeah, capex, you know, like, thank you, yeah. You know, like in Mambatu plant, when we set up this line, we invested around 70 odd crores in the building as well as the plant and machinery, because the land and the land development was already done there. And when we are doing it in Gilot, Rajasthan, then we have earmarked the total capex of 102 crores. So in this, the capex towards the sandwich panel line, I would say is almost 90%. So it works out to be 90 crores, yes. So it will be 90 crores for the land building, for the building as well as the plant and machinery.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Archit Agarwal from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes,
Ajit, please go ahead. Yes, you are audible. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. My question is, there are three segments of the company, sandwich panel and prefab business, and then other is packaging business. Can you give the bifurcation and the margin profile?
Yeah, thank you. Giving a like bifurcation of the margin profile would be very difficult. I know, because while we maintain that the packaging business, the margin profile is a little better on the EBITDA side. You know, like while the overall, I think in the prefab, if it is range bound between 10 to 10.5, in the packaging business, it would be 100 bits more. So that is it. But you know, like guiding the market towards the sandwich panel margin separately would be very difficult at this moment, because a lot of raw material that we use in the sandwich panel is common in the prefab, the structural steel also. So at this time, you know, like we do not have to cut that kind of number, and we do not want to maintain it separately as well, because most of the projects are integrated, so they will have structural steel as well as the insulated panels.
Okay. Okay, sir, thank you. And the other question is about the capacity addition. So when we can expect this Gujarat capacity, 50,000 tons of capacity addition?
Yeah, so the Gujarat capacity, we are running by the end of quarter four. So actual utilization of the Gujarat will start from next FY.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all for me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Divya from Shubham Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Firstly, I wanted to understand if there is an order wherein we sell both sandwich panels and PEB, are the margins better than just selling PEB? Also, if you could provide the revenue breakup between PEB and sandwich panel, that would be great.
Yeah. So on the margin front, you know, as I already told you, we are not maintaining separately. When we look at a project, we look at the project's margin irrespective of the component that goes into it. So for us, sandwich panel is a component that is going into the particular project. And we look at the project margin. We don't look at, you know, like the product-wise or component-wise margin, first of all. And your second question, Rahulji will answer. Rahulji, do you have the number on that?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Can you provide revenue breakup between PEB and sandwich panel for FY26?
Look, I mean, we generally haven't demarcated both the revenue for the purpose of reporting. However, on a quantitative basis, this year we did about 5,18,000 square meter of sandwich panel. So fairly, if you, you know, multiply that by about 1,300 rupees, you will get the value of the sandwich panel. That's about 65 odd crore. However, I maintain that we do not report that,
no,
on a separate note
base. Got it. Sir, secondly, 35 to 38% of our order book comes from renewable, semiconductor, data center, all the high growth industries. So could you tell us whether, what kind of niche service do we provide to them? Where are we useful for them? And are the margins better in those sectors?
Yeah. So, you know, first of all, the service that we provide to them, which is, you know, like unique to EPAC, why, you know, most of these players want to come to EPAC is because of our speed of execution. So I believe, you know, it is our speed which is attracting most of these players. First of all, it is the product speed, because prefab as it is at least 60% faster as compared to the conventional RCC construction. And second is the overall ability of EPAC to perform faster. So that is one. When you look at the margins, more or less, like this is an industry in which we are 3 to 4 large players, out of which three are really, having good capacity. So because of competition, definitely we cannot, command a huge margin. More than the margin, it is important for us to utilize our capacities and target the growth. So at this moment, while margins are important, margins will be maintained in the range bound of 10.5 to 11.5%. But we are seeking growth and we are chasing growth.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vikas, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, Vikas, please go ahead with your question. You are audible.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations on a good set of numbers. And I have 3 questions, so let me just put them one by one. First is, considering we have paid, around 107 crore rupees of debt this year, so does that mean that actually our PAT margin will improve in FY27? That is my first question. Second question is, considering we already have 1100 crore rupees of order book, is that all executable in FY27? And the final question is, how does the sales pipeline look like for Q1 and Q2? If you could just help me with that. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. So I will first answer the executable in FY27. Yes. Yeah. The entire order book of 1100 plus crores has to be executed within this year. That is the nature of our business. In our business, we do not have orders which has to be executed over the next 18 months or 20 months. Typically, everything has to be done within a range of 6 to 9 months mostly. Yes, there are certain projects which can get delayed because of EC not clear or the customer has certain issues with the funding and things like that. But that is hardly, 5 to 10% of the order books. I would say, yes, this 100% of this 1100 crores should get executed within this year. The second question was around sales forecasting for the next 2 quarters. So our capacity utilization in the quarter one of last year was 58%, and the subsequent quarter it was 77%. So this year in quarter one again, it will be better than what we did last year. And similarly, in the quarter two also, it will be better than what we did last year.
Okay. So actually, in the quarter one last year, it was 58% utilization, and in quarter two, it was 77%. And considering actually last quarter, we did actually almost 83% utilization. So can we expect the Q1 and Q2 to be in the range of 80% plus utilization?
No. Q2 maybe yes, but Q1 no. Because what happens is typically in Q1, most of the companies, for them the focus is not towards, CapEx, it is more towards planning and things like that. So Q1 typically is not the best quarter for us.
Okay. Yeah. And my question on PAT, actually PAT margin, considering we have paid the debt, so do you think actually our PAT margin will increase from 5-6% which is currently there to maybe 1 or 2% more?
See, 1 or 2% is a lot, but yes, definitely there will be an increase. So 6.1 is what we have done last year, and going by the impact of the reduction in the finance cost, which will be to the tune of 0.2 to 0.25%, it will add up on that. So yes, we can predict the PAT at around 6.5% easily.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next question.
Now, all the questions, Yusuf, can I have a second? All the other questions will be taken up by Mr. Nikhil Bothra. Yeah.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Next question is from the line of Srinatha, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Srinatha, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Please proceed.
Yeah. What is the market for us for export, the international market?
Okay, that's a good question. So, you know, exports, we have been looking at exports for last couple of years. We have been tracking, you know, how much exports has been happening in India. So, from India to the countries. So, majorly, you know, currently we are doing few projects in Bhutan. We have been exporting to Nepal and neighboring countries. But we have not done many projects for America and Africa because the size of the, you know, market is not that great as of now for us. Going forward, yes, we will be looking at exports in a big way. We are in discussion for 4 or 5 projects in Africa as well as a couple of projects in America, which we are targeting. So going forward, you know, we will be looking at exports. But currently our, you know, plan is to expand more in India because the Indian market is looking very promising. We have been, you know, growing the market in India and the new age sectors that are coming in like data centers and renewable we have been doing, then EV sector. We think, you know, the Indian market is going to grow substantially. And for us, the focus on exports would not be that much as of now. But yeah, we'll keep a track of what is happening around the world. And whenever the opportunity is there, we'll for sure grab on it.
Okay, thank you. I have one follow-up question. Due to this war, do we have any additional import cost or our materials which we import, or we do everything domestically?
Yeah, so majority of our purchase is domestic. We don't have any imports as such, you know, in our industry because majority of the raw material is steel. So there is no, you know, extra input cost in terms of exports. But yes, domestically the prices have increased, you know, and we had gone and discussed with our customers and a lot of our customers had understood the situation and given us the slight price increase as well. So, you know, we are comfortable there.
Okay, thanks a lot and congratulations for the nice set of numbers. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajat Baldeva from Kizuna Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Congrats on a good set of numbers. My first question is, what's your current order book pipeline and how much the win rate?
Okay, and what's the next question?
And second question is basically on how much is your repeat order this year?
Okay. So, you know, current order pipeline that we have and the win rate. So, there are two types of pipelines that we consider. One is the short-term pipeline, which will be closed within next 1 or 2 months. And then there is a longer lead pipeline. Overall, if we put together, you know, our pipeline is somewhere close to around 5,000 crores. And typically, our win rate would be somewhere around 15 to 20%. So overall, you know, we are looking at strong order booking in this quarter. We have already been, you know, have a good, very good order inflows coming in and the current pipeline looks very strong in that sense. So overall, that's the pipeline. And regarding the repeat orders, see, we have been, you know, like we said, we have been focusing on the newest sectors. So their repeat orders is quite good. So around, we'll say around 35 to 40% is our repeat order book from the existing customers. And balance, we've been adding new age customers. So, you know, last year, we did not have any data center orders. So last year, we did 4 data center orders. Similarly, we have been focusing a lot on EV sectors. So those new customers have been, you know, adding, and that's giving us the growth that we are looking for.
Okay, and my third question on the demand front, can you give some outlook on the EV demand given the disruption because of the war and geopolitical situation?
See, demand front, you know, when the war started, yes, there was a little bit of uncertainty, but since last 1 month, we've seen, you know, people or companies have been going forward with the CapEx plans? Because I understand this is a short-term, phenomena, and they don't want to derail their expansion plans because they have done commitments to the government regarding some schemes, and they have done commitments to their customers regarding the, expansion of capacities. So I feel there's not as such disruption in the CapEx cycle that we are seeing as of now. The order inflow is also strong, and the pipeline is also strong. So we don't see any much of a challenge as of now in terms of the demand coming in the industry.
Okay. And sir, just to confirm one thing, we are able to pass on the price to customer, right?
Not 100%, but yes, we have been discussing with the customers because this is an unusual situation. So most of our customers have, accepted, yes, this is an unusual situation, and they have given us the price increase. But yes, 100% is not passed through. We have been able to convince few customers to do 100% pass-through. Few customers have done a little bit lesser pass-throughs, but yes, we have overall managed to, get a good amount of price increase from the customers.
Okay, great, sir. Congrats on a good set of numbers, and hope you'll be the best in next year.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shubhanu Bangal from Three Head Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, Gopal Madhav.
Yeah, you're on.
Hello.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. Here we did around 1,525, and out of that, 1,382 crore from EV business. Rest 131 crore from EPS panel and packaging business.
Yes.
Is my understanding correct?
Yes, it's correct.
And our PV business, we are targeting around 30% revenue growth and overall revenue on 1,950 crore.
Yeah, 1,925 to 950 crores. Yes, correct.
Okay. This is my second question on our revenue mix. If I see our revenue mix from west, our revenue mix continuously, but we have our many capacity in west. Why revenue mix from west continuously decline?
So yeah, we have a huge revenue increase from the south since we had added the capacities in the south couple of years back. Similarly, we did not have the capacities in the west. We have been from the north plant. So, that is the plan to have the plant in the west, because if you see in the last financial 24-25, we had around 30% order book from the west, but last year it was around 17-18%. So, as far as we are concerned, we want to put up a plant there, because we are subsidizing currently the freight cost to meet up the, projects in the west. So once we have the plant, I think that will substantially go up. Currently we are focusing to, grow the market in the west, subsidizing the freight cost. But since we have huge demand in the south, so we don't want to, subsidize the cost that much. But once we have the plant by this year, and I think the percentage of market from the west will substantially grow.
But do you think you lost market share from west?
No, we have not lost market share. Our presence is very strong. So we have been doing multiple projects. See, if you see last 3 years, we have worked in every state. So geographically, our presence is very, very strong. We had booked a couple of very big orders from the south, and that is why the percentage of the south looks big. And also our focus, since we have added capacities in the south, was on the south. Going forward, currently our pipeline of west looks very strong as well. So we will be building up order book from the west, till our plant comes.
Okay. And my last question on what that book means on, you are targeting 30% kind of growth. That means you need to grow your order book around 30% plus. And you also mentioned you're targeting 2,000 crore order book this Are you sure you will achieve?
Yes, we are doubly sure, because the market, the pipeline that we have, the experience that we have, the capacities that we are adding, we are doubly sure that we'll be able to book the orders that we are targeting and achieve the turnover that we are targeting.
But current order book around 11,000 crore exited. Are you sure you will do this?
Yes, yes. Current order book is 1,127 crores. And yes. This quarter for our order booking is going very strong. So, the number that we are targeting looks achievable, very, very achievable. And we don't see any challenge in terms of the achievement of the order book. Because, this quarter, if you see the run rate of the order book that we are having is much better than the last quarter. So overall, our pending order book at the end of this quarter will look very strong.
Great, great. Thank you. Best of luck. Best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shrikant Bandaru, an independent investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations to the entire team on a great FY26. So my question is, you have obviously given a guidance for FY27, but at a broader level for the next 3 or 4 years, how do you see your business shaping up in terms of growth and performance? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the question. So, if you see our track record in the last 2 to 3 years, we have been growing much faster than the industry is growing. We have been adding capacities in the last 3 years, and our plan is also to add capacities further this year and the next year. So overall, like we are saying, this year the growth would be 30%, and similarly, in the coming years as well, we'll be beating the market by a substantial amount in the growth, and we'll be adding capacities. So our further capacities will be added in the Gujarat facility, as well as we'll have the sandwich panel line operational in this financial year in Mambatu. So overall, the growth perspective for the next 3 to 4 years looks very, very good. The market is growing. The capex that is happening in the country, the government benefits, overall, the new age sector that we are penetrating looks very, very good for us. So overall, the multi-story buildings market, the data center market is also a big opening for us. So overall, I think, the growth trajectory for the next few years would be very, very good.
Thank you. And briefly, how do we differentiate ourselves? I mean, apart from speed of execution, given that we are gaining market share, how do we differentiate ourselves vis-a-vis our competition?
You see, that's one question that we have been evolving from always. So what we understand, typically there is no differentiation that anyone can do in a product. It's steel. We buy the steel from the same vendors that anyone else is buying from, right? The main differentiation that we have is in the service. Service are divided into two parts. First is the design service. The second is the installation service. So in the design service, we have the 3 design centers, out of which around 150 odd people are working. So that is where, we try and optimize the building as much as possible, try to give the best design parameter as per the parameters of the building, and design the building in such a way where it's lighter, but it meets the requirements of the customer, as well as aesthetically it's very, good looking. So that is one area where we focus on a lot in terms of giving good service. Second is the installation. So that is where the service part comes in. That is where the differentiation comes in. So, installation currently, pre-engineered building is known for fast execution. And we are the ones who are, the leaders in fast execution, if I may say so. Because, we have a track record of delivering projects much faster in the industry. We also have world record in hand, which we have constructed 151,000 square feet in just 6 days. So overall, the service that we give from the project start to the end, the communication service that we gave, the you know, on-time delivery, the quality, and the installation service. That is where we create our niche. That is where we have been adding our capabilities, and that is why, you know, we have been growing much faster than industry is growing.
Lastly, is real estate also a sector that you're targeting? I mean, I live in Mumbai and there are really tall buildings coming up everywhere. So I would assume as the building height goes up, it makes more sense to have lighter buildings as opposed to RCC construction. So is that, apart from data centers and manufacturing plants, is real estate a space that you're targeting and is there scope in that?
Yes, see, multi-story buildings, you know, in commercial buildings is going to be huge in the coming years because, you know, time is an essence. Now, everyone understands that if they can get the building erected, you know, months earlier than the RCC building, then the revenue model starts. So overall, and the space constraints that cities like Mumbai have, I think this is a no-brainer. Currently, yes, the understanding and acceptability of the product is penetrating right now. A lot of consultants have started working on pre-engineered buildings as a solution for multi-story buildings. So overall, the market of this is going to bombard in the coming years. And yes, we are focusing on it. We have done multi-story buildings. We are currently also executing a few multi-story buildings. So overall, our strategy is to, you know, penetrate in that sector as well in the coming years.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thanks for all the answers.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Devang Patel from Sameeksha Capital. Please proceed.
Hi. So, could you first clarify when the new capacity that...
Devang, your audio, is, your voice is very low.
I don't listen, can you please clarify when...
sorry to interrupt, Mr. Devang, your voice is not clear. You're not audible clearly. Request you to please use your handset.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Can you please clarify again when additional capacities of PB are coming up, the second line at Mumbai 2 in Gilot, some 11,000 ton of capacity, and Gujarat? Is that preponed to March?
Yeah. So the capacities that we are adding, there are two types of capacities that we are adding. So one is the sandwich panel capacity with some structural capacity in this Gilot. So that will be operational in quarter three of this year. And the second capacity that we are adding is in Gujarat for steel structure fabrication, and that will be by the end of this year, Q4 of this year, where we'll be, you know, realizing the true potential of it in the next financial year only.
And the second line in AP, because we've not completed the full expansion there of 25,500 in Mumbai 2.
Yeah, so Mumbai 2, we have added one line which is operational now. The second line is in execution phase, so it will be operational by the next quarter.
Okay. Second question was on gross profit margins now. QOQ, there is a decline. You mentioned earlier there was impact of steel price. My question was, is the impact only because of steel price or is there some mix change or some other factors? Because we hold 2 months of inventory, so is the gross profit margin come off because of steel? Therefore, can it go back at some point again?
Rahulji, can you take it, please?
Hi, Devang. This is initially because of the steel prices going up, sudden burp in steel pricing, more so in the month of March. And we are pretty sure with the price increments that we have got in this quarter that the margin will fall back to the original levels.
Okay. My third question was on interest costs now. Post IPO, we've run down our debt, gross debt has come down. But if you look at the interest cost in the P&L, it is still around 8 crores on a quarterly basis. So that has not come off. Is there something else in the interest cost that is keeping it high? Are we paying cost on anything other than borrowings?
Yeah, so we mentioned that in our earlier calls as well. Interest cost, we have three, four elements. We use
LCs for our vendors, which is also sitting there. The BGs that we give, the commission of the BGs are also sitting there, apart from the interest cost on the term loans and the WCDL that we generate. As you see that we have repaid not only term loan of 70 odd crore, but some of the working capital loan as well, which has taken the total debt repayment to about 108 crore. So yes, the finance cost still is about 2.1%. Going forward, we see this going down by about 20-25 basis point in the year FY27. The full impact of the repayment will come through in this year.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Devang.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Riti Gupta from ICICI Securities. Please proceed. Riti, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Riti Gupta, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there is no response from the current questioner, we'll move to the next question from the line of Shravan Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Your voice is very low, Shravan. Please use your handset.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the good set of numbers. I want to understand if the 30% guidance that you've given is based on some conservative guidance, or because we were all these years growing north of 40%, or maybe more than 30%, at least 35-40%. And also because of this West Asia crisis and raw material crisis, do we still stick to our older margin guidance? And also, is there any improvement that you are guiding in the margin front as well?
Yeah. So, you know, the guidance that we are giving for the growth, it's the guidance that we are giving because we truly believe that, this is easily achievable. Going forward, looking at the current pipeline that we have in terms of the inquiries and the order book and the inflows of further capacities, I feel, this is a number which could be easily be achieved and exceeded. But currently, 30% is the guidance that we are giving to the market. And if we see, the overall margins that we are we had in the last year, we'll be maintaining in this year as well, because we, in terms of the quarter to quarter, yes, there will be a little, difference, but overall, if you see pan India basis, we are still maintaining the same guidance for the margins.
Okay, sir. Thank you. As we have already order book of 1100 crores and you see the quarter is robust in order booking, I thought maybe it's a conservative guidance and hope I will take the same margin of 11% this year as well.
Yeah.
Around that. Okay. My next question is around... Okay, sir. Thank you. My next question is around the Mumbai 2 plant. Last time you were telling you will be exploring more export opportunities once the Mumbai 2 plant goes live. Is there any update or further thing that you want investors to know about that, sir?
Yes. So for exports, we, like I said earlier also, we have been doing projects in and around in Bhutan and Nepal and neighboring countries. We have executed two projects for Africa. Currently, we're executing two projects for exports for Africa as well. Our exports have started. We have not explored the export market very, very deeply as of now, because the growth that we are targeting, is being met by the Indian requirements. But yes, that has been on our mind, and that is why we have started getting few orders. Going forward, once we feel that the market is big, we will for sure, increase our foothold in the export market further.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ronald Siyoni from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you and good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, on this Ghiloth, it would be 11,300 capacity or it would be lesser for this apart from sandwich panel? So, or it would be very, very less.
Yeah. So, Ghiloth, we are adding sandwich panel, and with that we are adding capacities of some components or some steel parts that we were outsourcing earlier. So we are not adding another continuous line here, but we are adding, only for ancillaries. Yeah.
Okay. And what we have seen that, your peer also mentioned that there has been on observation also that inventory days and receivables have also been a little bit higher compared to last year. So are you facing the same kind of problem that larger orders are coming or overall broader market is facing some kind of tightening in terms of collection? Although you have managed the net working capital because of higher payable days, but still, is there a tightening or liquidity situation in the orders in terms of payments?
Rahulji, can you take it, please?
Yeah, look, I mean, if you look closely, our receivable on our average data is around 62 days, which is commendable, and that has come on back of good collections. The policy that we have in place is 20% advance, 10% on GA drawing approval, and the balance about 60% prior to dispatch. And most of the customer in the segment is B2B customer. They do understand the payment issue because the commodity that we're buying has to be paid for in advance. That the payable that you see is on account of, most of the payment that we do is on account of LCs of 120 days, etc. And that's how we are able to manage our working capital day. And, that's the reason why we've been able to pull cash of close to 135 crore, almost 85% of the EBITDA this year.
So there was no such any kind of issue in terms of receivables quarter on quarter, Q3 versus Q4.
62 days, 62, 63 days is what we achieved. And, obviously the target is to go to 60, immediate target is to go to 60 in the year that we are targeting.
Okay. And sir, volume for Q4 and FY26, if you can help.
The FY26, generally, we don't give volumes in our presentation, but, we did close to about 108,000 metric ton of overall volume this year, versus about 75,000-76,000 last year.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you very much, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Avadhoot Joshi from Trivantage Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you. So, if you look at demand scenario looks robust based on that you're guiding for the 30% growth. I just wanted to know about the capacity utilization. In Q4, we have operated at 83% capacity utilization. Considering new capacity which is coming in place, what would be the asset turn or that the peak capacity utilization, what would be the revenue that we can achieve? That's the only question.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take that question, Nikhilji. So look, I mean, if you look at our presentation, we have already clearly mentioned the asset turn. It's in the range of five. And, you need to be mindful of the business that we have. One is the EPS business where the fixed asset is a little high. If you remove the impact of that, probably we'll do about six times on the prefab business. So asset turn in this typical business is anyways high, not only for us, but for our competition as well. So that's your, answer to your asset turn. And the second question, can you please repeat that question for me?
No, just I was looking at the peak utilization, what would be the revenue potential we can.
Yeah, generally in this industry, 70-75% capacity utilization is a great capacity utilization because it varies quarter on quarter. So the quarters will have little lesser capacity, and the peak capacity like we had in quarter four is about 83-84%. So, you know, on a peak capacity level, 147,000 of PEB capacity per sandwich panel is about 2,200-2,300 plus EPS business of about 200 crore. So the capacity at the moment is about 2,300-2,400 crore at a peak capacity level.
Understood. 200 crores is what peak, what we can do with the existing
EPS. Understood. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Rajat Baldeva from Kizuna Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Just to confirm, your total pipeline for this year will be 5,000 crore, right?
Yeah.
Hello.
So not for this year, it's basically, we can say the current pipeline that we have, which is long gestation pipeline as well as the short gestation pipeline, both together, yes.
So is it for 6 months or 12 months?
So it will be, you can say for next 2 to 3 quarters it will get closed.
Next 2 to 3 quarters?
Yeah.
Okay. So, sir, if you are saying next two to three quarters, and in your earlier answer you have said that we will win at least 2,000 plus crore already this year, and with the current pipeline 5,000, assuming win rate is 20%, which is around 1,000 crore. So that's what I am confusing with.
Yes. So the pipeline keeps building on. With the current pipeline, we can close, you can rightly said, the 1,000 crores in next 3 to 6 months, and few inquiries might go pass on, but there are other inquiries that will get added on, because every quarter there are the pipeline inquiries get added on. Few inquiries get closed, few inquiries get pushed on to the next one, few inquiries get lost, and the pipeline grows every quarter. So there will be new pipeline inquiries that will be added to this pipeline as well going forward.
Okay. And sir, what's the volume growth this quarter for PEB?
So the volume growth, we don't see quarter to quarter, but overall, Rahulji said, we had done 107,000 metric ton in the last year, and we are targeting around 30% growth in the flavor like we have done, in the sales. So there will be a 30% growth in terms of the overall capacity utilization or output of the plant.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Karan Gupta from Acmil. Please go ahead.
Hi, just wanted to confirm the capacity of PEB. So at FY 26, we have 147,000, right? 147,000. By FY 27, what will be our capacity? If we can include 50,000 in that, right?
Yes. Karan, so you are right. Today we have a capacity of 147,000. Like Mikhilji mentioned, there is another line that we will add in Mambattu in the next quarter. So that should take us, and then the Ghiloth line, that should take us our PEB capacity to 170. And then on top of that, we are building Gujarat. So end of FY27, we should have a capacity of close to 220,000 metric ton in PEB space. And of course, on the sandwich panel side, we already have a capacity of 13,10,000 square meter. By end of quarter three, we should add another 8 lakh in the Ghiloth plant, which will take our sandwich panel capacity to about 21,10,000 square meter.
Sure. But for Mambattu, what will be the capacity?
So Mambattu today is about
68 plus 14, about 82. Another 12,000-13,000 addition over there. So about 96,000 by end of FY 2027.
Okay, and this additional 50,000 of Gujarat capacity, what will be the incremental revenue generation from this capacity? Just the unit economics of 50,000 additional. So because one of your competitors was saying that 40,000 of incremental capacity will give around 400 to 450 crore incremental revenue. So just
The ballpark number would be, you know, peak capacity of about 500 to 600 crore on 50,000 capacity. However, you know, it takes a bit of time to ramp up the capacity as we have seen for our earlier plans as well. But yeah, on a peak level, 500 to 600 crore is the range. Generally in PEV, the asset turn is very high. So if we put a capex about 100 crore, you can expect 5 to 6 times of the asset turn in terms of revenue.
Okay, and this 160 crore of capex we are doing, all will be internal accrual because we have around 300 crore of cash.
So we had raised money from our IPO for the Ghiloth and Mambatu expansion. So that should take care of the Ghiloth and Mambatu. Apart from that, we have money lying in our bank account, which should take care mostly about the Gujarat capacity.
Okay, okay. And Gujarat capacity, 50,000 crore, what capex is required?
Close to about 100-110 crore, out of which we have already spent about 38 crore on the land. And the balance, like I said, is about 60-65 crore we'll spend on building the capacity.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, on behalf of EPAC Prefab Technologies Limited and Philip Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for joining in.